You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WG, and every time he hears that music, Troy Murray reaches for his skates. Troy's visits here, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Big news today when it comes to Andrew Shaw.
Yeah, it's a sad day for Andrew Shaw, but I think for him it gets some closure. It's been a very frustrating couple seasons for Andrew Shaw. Came back for a few games this year, got banged up again, and you know, it kind of just sounds like enough's enough, and the doctor said they didn't recommend him coming back to play. So a hard decision for Andrew Shaw, just because I know how he is and I know how he's wired. You know, this has got to be tearing him up inside, but he realizes that he's got to have his health for his rest of his life, and he's got his family to fall back on. So good times moving forward.
You know, I know a few baseball players who, when they've left baseball, had a hard time watching the game again or even going to a ballpark. And I think, you know, Andrew said something there about it's not necessarily always the competition, but he talked about the camaraderie, the team, the teammates, the idea of team that I think a lot of pro fans, we don't always give credit to, you know, that such a thing exists. But you tell me, is that the sort of thing that you miss most?
I believe it is. And, you know, I'm still very fortunate to be a part of the game in a different manner. But at the same time, I'm still around the group of people that I have been since I've been 18, 19 years old, you know, basically here in Chicago.
Wow.
The support group is there. And the one thing is you got to know that, you know, other than your family, and at times it seems like you're at the rink a lot more than you are at home. That support group inside the locker room is a group of guys that you know, you go through a lot with, and you spend a lot of time down there. And if that's not a good environment, then it kind of eats you up a little bit. But if it's a good environment, then it's like your family. It is your second family, and that's what a lot of people miss when they leave the game. It's that relationship with a bunch of guys that have the same common goal, and they're kind of wired the same way. And when you get away from that, you realize how much you miss it. And, you know, for Andrew Shaw, he's had a little taste of this because he's been gone for a couple extended amounts of time here in the last several years with the concussion issue. So, you know, he understands how hard it is to walk away from the game. But at this point, I don't think he has any choice. And it sounds like there's a little bit of bittersweetness to his tone. But at the same time, I think that he has come to the realization that this is the next step and it's the right step to do.
What was it like for you when you quit?
You know what? Honestly, I ended up from the NHL in 96, I was a part of the Stanley Cup team in Colorado that won the Cup in 96. And I kind of that summer, and this is a true story. My wife kind of looked at me and she goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "Well, normally, you know, you're in full training mode and everything." It was kind of at peace that it was the end of my career. I ended up playing 1 year with the Chicago Wolves. For different reasons. Grant Mulvey, a good friend of mine, was coaching. Buddy Myers, who's a very good friend of mine, is part of the ownership group there with Donnie Levin. You know, and they said, "Hey, come and play with us for a year." And so I was able to do that. And by the time I was finished that 1 year with the Chicago Wolves, I was very at peace with the decision to walk away from the game and automatically went into the mercantile exchange and started trading for 7 years.
Started making the big money.
Yeah, I'd play for the minimum now because I never made that.
Hey, speaking of playing, we got a big game tomorrow. Every game now is a big one, right? I was so disappointed to see that weekend loss.
Yeah, that was a tough one on Friday against the Predators. It was, you know, a game that really could have set the tone for the Blackhawks and against the Nashville Predators, because they still have they had a game in hand on them. If they had moved within 1 point, taking care of their game in hand, they basically controlled their destiny against the Nashville Predators. Now you got to throw the Dallas Stars into the equation. But I think when you look at the remaining schedule here for the Blackhawks and you look at where they are in the standings, must wins, basically, I would say throughout the rest of the season, maybe can afford to lose one.
This is where you remind us, too, that if we thought the Hawks were going to be in this position when the season started, we'd be very pleased, right?
100%. I mean, you've come to this point and you've only got I guess it's basically 2 weeks today that the Blackhawks season the regular season will end. So you've really done an excellent job of putting yourself in a position where I think the fans in Chicago were excited to see this team, and for the team itself to really keep everything heading in the right direction as far as like the progression of the younger players, but at the same time being in a position where you're in the hunt for a playoff spot, which they still are. So I think that if you look back at it, I know you're disappointed in that big loss to the Predators, but at the same time, where you are in the standings compared to the expectations at the beginning of the season, I'm not sure you would think that you would be where you are in the position that you are.
And what does that say about the job Jeremy Colleton's done this year? Really felt like the guys bought into what he was selling to them. And clearly they have exceeded expectations. You know, I think I got to kind of look at the head coach and say what a good job he did this year.
I think Jeremy did a fantastic job. He's got a good relationship with all of the young players that are inside that room now. He's had several of them when he was down in Rockford, so they're familiar with him as far as his coaching style. I think the older players have bought into what he is selling to these guys. And I'm not sure that that was the case when he first took over from Joel Quenneville, because Quenneville had his style and the way that he coached and everything. And for a lot of these core guys that had been here for so many years, they basically only knew Joel Quenneville and his style. So, you know, bringing in a different guy, I think, was an adjustment for them, but they figured it out and it seems to be working. And I think there's a great relationship between the older mentorship side of the equation inside that locker room that we're talking about, the camaraderie, and the younger guys who are bringing a lot of energy and excitement.
Well, you look at the matchups with the Predators this year, just the one victory. So when you look at what the struggles have been for the Hawks, or an area that needs to be improved, I know we'll have plenty of time to talk in the offseason, but like, you evaluate and look at the full body of work between the Blackhawks and Predators, and Nashville's just had the Hawks number. Like, where's the area that needs to improve for the Hawks when it comes? Predators aren't going anywhere. They're going to stay in the same division. But like, where's the area that does need to be improved to be more competitive against Nashville?
And I think that they have to figure out a system when they play Nashville that might even be different from a system that they would be playing on a regular basis. It just, the ways that Nashville plays, their structure is very frustrating for the Blackhawks. But I think that you need the Andrew Shaws of the world to play big in those series. And that's like you see Alex DeBrincat, you know, how hard he is working. Vinny Hinostroza, Brandon Hagel, getting results against Nashville Predators because there's such a determination there. And I think that if they can improve in one area, it's that competitive edge that they have to have in a series or a game against the Nashville Predators, because you know how hard they play and how fast and tenacious they are, relentless. And those are kind of the key words that Jeremy talks about with this group of guys moving forward and as well. So I think that they have to just kind of etch that into their mind that they're going to simplify the game and just be as relentless as possible against the Nashville Predators, and don't feel that you're a favorite in that in those games or that series in any way, shape, or form, because, you know, this is a different team and you're in a different era of Blackhawk players. But I think that mentality needs to change a little bit so you can get some better results.
All right, it all starts tomorrow anyway, or restarts tomorrow. I should say, too, that Andrew Shaw is going to be on with Chris Bowden and Nick Ismondi on Chicago Blackhawks Live just a few minutes. So I got to get out of here, Troy, so we can shuffle them in. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, I hope.
Always enjoy having me on. Thanks for having me.
I certainly
on. I always
do.
Enjoy it.
I love having you on. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We'll see you again tomorrow at 4 o'clock.